Yes. We made it, buddy. Yeah, we made Let's it. Go. Let's go. Come on, man. Thank okay. you so much.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Welcome
you're
to welcome. No BS with
No
SBS.
BS. No BS.
You know that? What is BS, huh?
Yeah, I know what BS is.
Because, man.
I ain't here to do no, you know, talk that real. I'm here to talk
about BS. Exactly. You know, because I mean, you have no already BS. A podcast about real talk.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
coffee talk. You
I
know?
Got coffee talk. And then I got the funny papers with Vance Michelle.
Yes. So, yeah. Thank you. So, you know how it's work here?
Mm-hmm.
We talk about you. Okay. We want to know who you are. We want to know why you need so much attention, buddy.
Ah, man, come on, man.
Tell me everything, man.
Ah, man, well, I'm just a comedian, you know, just trying to do my thing here in Montreal.
Yes, but but now you're a real comedian. But when did you decide I'm going to make people laugh for the rest of my life? You know what I mean?
Oh,
everybody starts somewhere.
Yeah, you know, when I started, actually, it was actually because I was just talking and I was always making people laugh.
Okay.
And then I realized one day that nobody can't take me seriously. Even when I'm serious, nobody can't take me seriously. So I might as well get paid for it.
So tell me, where do you realize you're funny?
Well, I realized this. When I was realized I was funny enough to go on stage, because I always knew I was funny.
Yeah, but funny in life and on stage is two worlds.
Yeah, it's two different things.
Yeah, man. So you were funny like at school?
Yeah, I was funny
at
school, home.
Do you have a brother, sister?
Yeah, got one brother. Yeah.
And older?
Younger.
Younger. Yeah. So you protect your brother.
Yeah, both of us, we were both funny people in our neighborhood, and they were just like, oh, you guys could be comedians one day. But we never thought about it.
And your family was agree with that?
If
you think about your father, your mother?
Yeah, no. right now they're okay.
Yeah, but before
they wanted me to become a doctor? Or,
really?
Yeah, pastor or something.
A pastor?
Yeah, pastor.
You're like a pastor now.
Yeah, I feel like that with the coffee talk.
No, man. Every Monday at the church smallest church in the world.
The smallest open mic is a church. It was a great
I love your place.
Ah, fuck. It was a great show yesterday.
It's small.
Yeah.
And it's a recomfort place, you know, because you know when you play at the Grumpy's or the McLean or the Mickey Benz,
okay,
it's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
But your place at the Early's, it's small,
right?
And it's like New York for me.
Okay,
because you know when you arrive on the Crescent, you go down and New York.
It's like New York, like the Comedy Cellar or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you are there for what? You host there for last, what, 3 years?
No, not 3 years. For like almost a year.
Almost
like,
a year?
Yeah, a year. It's just a year and a couple of weeks.
How long you're a comedian?
We had a year anniversary just last year.
Yeah.
I've been a comedian for almost 3 years. Like
3 years full time?
Yeah, almost 2 years. 2 years and a couple of months.
So,
Almost
how old are you?
Me, I'm 38.
Okay, so 36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Remember where you are?
Yeah.
And when you said, you know what, I'm going to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Because you wait a long before to make this decision.
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Yeah. Oh, well, it was, I was with a friend of mine, and then he does shows. He does hip hop shows.
Okay.
And then he decided one day to do a comedy show. And then I was in the room with him. He was like, if I do a comedy show, will you do a set? Yeah. And I never thought, and I told him, I was like, yeah, maybe. Because he was like, yeah, because I remember you telling me you wanted to try. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I might as well now. Cause
you have this discussion in the past with him.
Yeah.
But why you want to start a comedy, this guy?
Oh, he just wanted to dip into to see the field too.
Do you know his name? Is this
Max Mispessi.
He's still in comedy?
Yeah, he did the Global Jams comedy show.
Whoa.
He did the one with the Louis Belt in Musique.
So he started a night. You're there,
right?
Just to help him.
Yeah. Actually, he started a comedy show. It was hosted by Chris Dogler.
Hey, shout out to Chris Dogler.
Shout out to Chris Dogler.
I always say Dogler. It's Dogler.
Dogler. It's Dogler. I met, that's when I met Chris Dolger. Joshua Clark was on the show. Ronnie Ramsey was on the show.
Shout out to Romney.
Emma Wilkie was on the
show. Emma Wilkie, yeah.
Emma LaPointe was on the show. Because he had French and English. And okay. He had Francois Tougloint.
So it was a bilingual show.
Yeah, it was a bilingual show. Then he had me. And then...
You're not there. You're there, but you're not on the show.
I'm on the show.
Oh, he asked you... I thought he asked you at the same night.
Nah, it wasn't the same night. Okay. It was before he made the show.
Okay.
And when he made the show,
he made a poster.
Yeah, he made a poster. These were the people.
So
on the
show. So you saw your face on the poster.
Yeah.
Remember? Your reaction?
Yeah, it was.
How did you feel?
I felt it was like, oh snap! This is gonna happen. This is gonna happen.
Normally, when you do your first show, no poster, you know? Nobody know you're gonna bomb.
Nah.
You know what I mean? Because when you saw the poster, did you start to do room before the big show?
Did
or
I?
Or you wait?
No, I waited. Actually,
you waited.
Yeah.
So your first show is the poster show.
Yeah, is that show.
So how did you work? Did you start to write joke, or you say you're gonna improvise on stage?
No, I've started to write jokes. My cousin who was a comedian, he was like 1 year, a couple months already started being a comedian in Toronto. I was asking him for some help. Because I remember it was me and him before when he was starting. It was me and him. I was thinking, we were both talking about like, oh, we should start doing the comedian thing. And then he went already, but I still was thinking. So now when I'm coming back, now when I'm about to jump in, he's already, his feet is wet, and I'm asking him for help. I'm like, yeah, how can I write these jokes?
Yeah.
And he helps me put a set together.
How much time, do you remember how much time you made?
Yeah, it was like seven, 8 minutes.
And do you remember where you were in the lineup?
Yeah, I was like number four.
So you are in a good place. You're not first, you're not the bullet.
No.
Four.
Yeah.
And it's not, the people you told me are good.
Yeah.
So are you scared because they are good? Or are you respond? You know, what is your emotion when you wait your turn?
Well, it's a good thing I went before Joshua Clark and everything. But I was kind of nervous. Yeah, I was very nervous.
Did you drink?
Yeah, I drank.
Remember how much drink you beat? You drink?
I drank like two shots, but not too much. I didn't want to drink too
just,
much.
Just to calm down the feeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the adrenaline is on. Because when you start, we don't know how to use the adrenaline, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
When you start to do a lot of comedy, you say, okay, wait, it's not now.
Yeah, exactly.
And now I saw you don't care anymore.
No, I don't care.
Oh, man. You're the king. I don't care, man. But maybe it's the way you hide it. But you know what I mean? Because you are human like me.
Right.
It's still stress.
Right.
But maybe it's your personage. Maybe the way you are. You keep that inside. But every time I saw you, I said, damn, man, like this guy, man, magical. You know, you go and say, you don't care.
No.
But not like you don't care. Huh?
Right.
It's like you did that for 20 years.
Right.
But you're new.
Yeah, I'm new.
Only 2 years and I felt like you're a pro.
Yeah, a lot. I get that a lot, you know.
Where it's from?
Where it's from? Well,
is it like I said, a protection?
Is it protection? No. It's just
a form to hide so people can't touch your emotion, you know?
Oh, like, is it like a shield that I'm putting out there or anything like that? No, it's the real me.
Yeah.
It's real me. Especially when I'm drunk or something like that. It's just the real me. I don't feel like I'm not acting like anybody putting an act out there.
Yeah.
It's how I feel and how I feel like I deliver my act. It's just free, just whatever. And I mean, sometimes I get caught. Sometimes I think about the words that I'm about to say.
Yeah. But at the same time, you don't care.
Yeah.
I remember last time when you watch your hamburger. Okay. Remember you ordered your hamburger fry. Okay. And you were on stage, and you were more. In the zone of the hamburger than hosting. And I saw in your face, like, you don't care about what people are going to think about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that? So is it in your nature, or it's like I say, it's you invent that personage, you know what I mean? Like the cool guy.
Right.
But too much cool. Right. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I just it's just bad manners. I guess my mom didn't raise me well. I don't know. Like, I felt like, because I was really hungry, and you know, we was in a small room anyway.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was on stage. It was like,
it's like, are you ready for the show?
Yeah. And we was in the room. We got the burgers. Yeah. Everybody's getting their food.
Yeah. You know? And you know, and it's not easy to host every week.
Nah.
The week arrives so fast after the fast. Do you feel that? Are you tired to host every week?
Sometimes, you know, it got to me one time, but then
not the hamburger in the night.
Not the hamburger night. Actually, that's when I caught the resurgence, the hamburger night. But like a couple of weeks before, like probably like last month, the tiredness almost hit me. I was almost getting tired. But then that's when it really hit me. Like, what am I doing this for? What's the passion? That's when the passion kicked in.
Yes, and I think when you start to not care,
that's when the mic.
You start to be. To understand the real job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because it's a job.
Yeah.
People think it's easy. People think we chill.
Yeah.
But at the end, we have to be funny, you know?
Yeah.
And to be funny, you have to bomb. You know? Because,
exactly.
You know, it's why I book you here, because No BS with SB, it's about it's about the struggle and the hustle of comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And you are one of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday at McLean,
right.
You're there.
Yeah.
Tuesday at Mickey Ben's, you're there.
Yeah.
Monday at Mickey Ben's, you're there. Tuesday at Grumpy's, you're there.
Tuesday at Grumpy's.
You know what I mean?
Monday at Mickey Ben's, I was there yesterday. It was a great show. Great show.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes it's magical.
Matter of fact, yesterday we was like, where was you?
I was sick.
That's what we were saying. I was like, either he's sick or he's out of town.
Exactly. I'm going to restart tonight. I'm going to do the ethnic show.
Okay.
And the Grumpy's.
Okay, that's
so
great.
Maybe I'm going to see you at the Grumpy's.
I'll see you at the Grumpy's. This day job is killing me. But
you have a day job?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? Or
yeah. I cook. At
oh,
a
you're
yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So you're a real artist, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you cook the day, not too bad.
Nah.
You don't sell shoes.
No.
You know, you don't do a shitty job in the shop. You know what I mean? So you cook in a restaurant.
Cook in a restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah.
And after that, you make a nap.
After that, I don't do no naps.
No nap?
There's no naps, man.
You don't do naps?
I wish I could do some naps.
Oh, so you don't have time to make a nap?
No.
Okay.
I get out of work, and then maybe I have to... Because like you said, the mic, it's a responsibility. You know, it's not... We could... I'm thinking, like, as soon as the mic's over, I'm thinking about the next week's mic already.
Yeah.
Today,
Because you do the booking, the promotion, the host.
Yeah. So then, I got to think about that. Then... I even got to think about and that's why I was like, I can't be tired for this, because if I'm tired, the show reflects that.
Yeah.
It reflects.
The show reflects you, huh, by the way.
Yeah.
It's your show.
Right.
You know,
right.
And friends, you know what I mean? Let's go back, so you're fourth in the lineup. You are, everybody killed. You arrived. You said you did well.
Yeah.
And
they're okay.
What did you feel after that?
I felt great. I felt the bug. I felt like I wanted to keep going with the comedy forever.
You realized it was meant to be?
Yeah.
It was for you. But why you wait 36 years?
I know.
You never did improvisation theater at school?
No,
or?
Because I was doing a lot of other things before. In college, I was in junior college for no reason. I was just in junior college. I did an acting course in college.
Okay.
So I was kind of thinking about, but then after that, I was like, nah. Then after that, I did after college. I went to ITD Tech. I went to get a degree in information technology. Did that. Then... got into trouble with the law. I did a lot of trouble.
Do you talk about that in your comedy?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I haven't got to a point where I could put it together yet.
And be able to talk about that and be funny, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because you... Oh, look at that body.
Ah, coffee.
Look at that. Peroni restaurant. This is the latte.
Oh, yeah.
Look
oh,
at that body. Nice. I mean, it's a cappuccino.
That's a cappuccino.
I upgrade it. Merci. Oh, thank man. You so much.
All right.
This is Peroni. You know, oh, yeah. you know that. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You play here.
Yeah, I played here.
Do you enjoy the Peroni?
Yeah, Peroni was
a great place. Come on, make some toast. You have a biscotti too. Do you put sugar?
Oh, I got a biscotti too. Oh, I got a biscotti.
You put sugar in general?
Yeah, but I don't need that since I got the biscotti. I don't need that shit.
So, Peroni is the best place to do comedy in Montreal.
Yeah, it's okay.
What is your favorite place in Montreal?
My favorite place.
Oh, you just realized that we film?
No, I know we film it. I know
it's not. It's okay. Oh. What? What is your favorite place?
Comedy Nest.
Yeah, but it's a comedy nest.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's normal, look. It's a comedy nest.
Okay, so other than the comedy nest,
there are. Yeah.
You know what? That's a good question.
Think about that. It's a restaurant.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, every Friday, Saturday.
Dad, you know, I'm starting to like a lot of places. I like McLean's. I'm starting to really like McLean's.
No, man, listen. It's always full.
Oh, okay.
You get paid. You have a good condition. Why you talk about McLean? You know what I mean?
Oh, Art Loft.
Art Loft every Friday with Chris.
I love that part.
Chris.
Hey, with Quinn.
Quinn. He's going to come. Quinn Mc...
McMorrow.
McMorrow. Quinn mm-hmm. McMorrow. Shout out to
McMorrow.
Yeah.
Shout out to McMorrow.
So you prefer the loft than here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm very surprised about that.
Yeah. I prefer the loft.
Okay, so you're not able to talk about real stuff, personal stuff.
You know? No, like, I could do it. It's not like I'm scared. It's just that I just haven't been able to put it together yet. That's all. Like, I still got a prison story.
Okay.
I tried that out on stage.
Okay.
Where I talk about how I was in jail and how I even got into a fight in jail.
You fight in jail?
Yeah.
You're not a fighter.
When I need to be.
Okay, so the guy attacked you.
Yeah.
You did not attack a guy.
I didn't attack a guy, no.
Exactly my point. Yeah. That's why I said you're not a fighter. So somebody attacked you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know the reason why? He loved you so much?
Mm.
Did you say something?
Yeah, we were talking. We were singing that night, and we were keeping him up. And we always have sing-alongs in the jail. We always have sing-alongs. We sing voices.
But I didn't know you're a bad boy. Are you a bad boy?
Yeah.
Or you have a bad friend?
You know what the thing is? I did bad things. Like, not bad things, but like, you know.
Yeah, mistake.
I hustled.
Young, when you're young?
Yeah, I hustled and grinded. I was looking at the money, you know?
So yeah.
I'm not a...
You're not a bad person.
Killer? No. But yeah, sold some drugs and...
Yeah. Find a way to survive.
Yeah, made some money on
and
the side.
How did you get back on the track?
You know, I
the good and the good.
I had no choice. I got deported.
Where?
Here, back here.
Yeah, but deported where?
Here. I was born here.
So why you said deported?
Because I was living in the States. I did all this stuff in the States.
You're American?
Yeah, in America. Because I was born here.
I didn't know you're American.
Yeah, I was born here in Montreal. Then I was raised in New York.
No way.
Yeah. So all this stuff that I was talking about was in New York.
So you can go back in the States?
No, not right now.
It's sad because
there's a lot of things.
Your style is New York style. I told you that, by the way.
And now that I'm a comedian and everything, my dream is to be a regular in the comedy store. So I just want to be like, you know, I have to go back to the States. So you know what? Everything's gonna work out. That's what I noticed for me. Because if I was still in New York, maybe I wouldn't find a way to be a comedian anyway.
Exactly.
And plus, if all that stuff didn't happen to me, now I don't have all the experience to tell on stage. So
nothing I write from nothing.
I was like, maybe
everything why, I write from
nothing. Every reason. I was like, maybe it's the best thing that I have at 36 at comedian. What if I was a comedian earlier on?
So did you start to do some paperwork to get the, how they say that, the pardon?
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get that done soon, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just going to get my work done.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the time for me when that pardon waiver thing is going to come, it's going to come and it's going to be easier than ever, you know? It's just going to happen. I feel like that. I feel like I'm gonna do, cause I'm gonna just focus on what I have to do, you know, with my comedy and my music and my cooking.
Your music?
Yeah.
You sing?
Yeah, I rap.
No way.
Yeah, I rap.
Are you can you rap anytime or you need to focus?
Well, I need to focus, but I can freestyle sometimes when I'm drunk a lot, you know.
Okay, drunk. You're not drunk.
Nah.
So you can do that now.
I can't do a freestyle.
Do you have video of you rapping?
There's a video? No, there's no videos. No.
Do you have video there's of you songs. On stage of comedy?
I got songs.
You have a YouTube channel?
Yeah. I got a YouTube channel. Vito V Blaze and Michelle.
Okay, so I'm going to put the description, the link.
Oh, cool. In the description. Yeah, you can actually see some coffee talks on
coffee
the YouTube.
Coffee talk. It's every Monday?
Well, no, Coffee Talk is every day on your Instagram and Facebook stories.
Yes, it's new on Facebook story.
Yeah.
Because it was always on Instagram, and now
they
have a story on Facebook.
Yep.
So. It's like, what, 30, around 1 minute, and not more.
Nothing big.
The intro is longer than the talk.
The intro is longer than the talk time.
And the same thing I'm going to say about the intro. It's New York style, man.
Oh, yeah. The intro is good. Shout out to Reese. Reese turned over.
Shout out to Reese, yes.
Yeah, who did the intro for Coffee Talk. That was great.
Yeah, and so and you should do maybe more longer.
Yeah.
Is it because you start on Instagram and it's 1 minute?
Yeah, exactly. And I was thinking about that, too, because I do got a podcast going on. It's called The Funny Papers with Vince Michelle.
Okay.
But I'm thinking about, because Coffee Talk is taken to such a
it's every
audience.
Day, every day, and it's every day.
Yeah, it's almost every day.
It's inspirational talk. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So I might as well get some guests on and have an inspirational talk kind of podcast where we can do that.
Give me your best inspirational phrase you like and you use often in your life.
Bounce back.
Bounce back.
Yeah, bounce back. Because, you know, we all have a shitty day.
Yeah.
Sometimes, a lot of us have shitty days. The best guys have shitty days, man.
Yeah.
But you know how they stay the best and, you know, they look like, oh, they always succeeding because they just know how to bounce back from that day. They know how to stay focused. They know how to keep their head on the outcome, like the best outcome of the shit, not the worst outcome.
Yeah. And bounce back is good for us because we bum often. And nobody explained us how to respond on bombing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because in general, when a comic bomb, it's rare the comic said, hey, good job, you know? Mm-hmm. I always do that because I understand the value of bombing. You know what I mean? I'm not ashamed when you bomb.
Exactly.
I said, good job, man.
Yeah,
because we know.
Yeah.
A real comic know. Because the problem with comedy, it's we are surrounded about wrong person are there for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know the real comic.
Yeah.
I don't need to say name.
No.
You recognize good comic, you know when?
Mm-hmm.
When they are every night bombing with you know?
Exactly.
And after we understand the process. And bounce back, it's important because it's a part of our job.
Mm-hmm.
Because before I was so pissed off when I bombed.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to respond, so I punish myself.
Mm.
Like, you suck, you should quit, blah, blah, blah. And no.
Bombing,
it's an expression, it's the words, it's an emotion to explain, you're not funny.
Right.
Change this joke.
There you go.
And just focus, you know what
just
I mean?
Focus.
But when you play one a week or one a month and you bomb, it's a long month before, you know what I mean? But for us now, tonight I'm gonna maybe kill at the Ethnic Show and bomb at the Grand Prix.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't care anymore.
You don't care no.
It's the balance. Bounce back.
It's the bounce back, and I'm glad you said that because that's great that you say good job, even though when you say comic bomb, because you realize it's not, he took the effort to still go up there and did the thing.
Kill the ego.
Yeah, kill the ego, and then he got off.
Yeah.
That's why I still say good job to him. They might come off like, oh, no, that sucks. I'll be like, nah, man, good job.
Yeah.
You went up there,
got
back, and then you were about to do it again, right?
Yeah.
And then, I'm like, good job.
Yeah.
That's it, man. Like, good job.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah.
Because a lot of comics say, no, you just bummed. Yeah. You're next.
Yeah. But meanwhile, all these guys in the crowd, even though we bombed, or people still at home, they still be like, oh, I wish I can get up. Like, I'm thinking about doing comedy, or I wish I could get on stage. But they look at us like, when we do it, we're like, wow, you guys got balls to even do
it. Yeah.
That. Even when they see us bomb, like, yeah. Oh, you guys got balls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys got balls, man. Yeah. You guys, like, I can't believe you guys do that all the time, man. You guys got balls. And you know what I realized too about comedy? I think we are the most respected form in the entertainment.
And that's your stripper. It's the only way, it's the only two autodidact job.
Yeah.
No, nobody show you how to be a stripper or a comedian.
Oh, yeah. No.
You are your own boss. The reason why you're there is because you need so much attention. It's the only two jobs they stay, like, in life. You know what I mean? You don't go see, I would like to be a stripper, okay? Call Bob. He give class of stripper. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You're right.
You learn in the process.
That's true. Even you know got it, I mean? Or you got it. If you don't got it,
you got it exactly. And if you don't got it, you have to work it out. You know.
You gotta work.
So it's why nobody can explain you what is the job.
Nah,
because they don't know. Okay. But the so much talker in this business.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So much bullshit in this business. It's why I do a podcast about that, to explain. If you start comedy, listen my podcast, because guys like that have experience, and they have the passion, because you don't have any reason to be a comedian.
No.
It's so much painful.
It is.
Why we continue? Because we saw the reward at the end. Yeah. The reward is when you kill. When you kill, what a feeling, man.
And it's when you kill and it's when you kill. Yeah, when I started killing, because before that, when I started, I was bombing like crazy at the Works, comedy Works. There was a nice show Reese Turner did with the Lawrence Korber called.
Shout out to Lawrence, amazing guy.
They did a show called At the Mademoiselle. They did it called what the fuck? Stand the fuck up comedy. And you know, they would let me on this show, and I would bomb there.
Wow.
And then I don't know, I was just bombing everywhere. Works, Grumpy's, but I was just click bombing. And then the minute I just noticed one joke work. You know when you do a set, but then one joke works.
Yeah.
Then you're like, okay, I'm keeping that joke.
Yeah.
Then I'm working on another side.
Yeah.
One joke worked. I'm like, oh, snap, I'm dead. Yeah. So now I'm getting a couple of the jokes at work.
Yeah.
Start now putting together.
Yes. But this is time. This is time.
Time,
this,
man.
This is 1 year. Minimum, you know, to understand, because nobody explained you that.
No.
You have to learn in the way, because it's a tough.
But now there's YouTube videos. This is YouTube videos.
Yeah, but no matter what you're gonna watch, you will never be able to put that in comedy, because comedy, it's not just copy.
Yeah.
You have to write your own job.
Yeah, you do that. That's what they say on YouTube. In the video, so they say write your own stuff, but nothing replaces writing your own thing and stage time.
How you feel on stage, how to talk on the mic, how to talk when people don't understand or don't care, talk with nobody's there, talk with the light is too strong, talk with a heckler, you know what I mean? You don't learn that on YouTube.
No, you don't.
It's life, you know what I mean? It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
But this is how, why you still there in this business after all the pain?
Yeah.
Why you continue?
Why
do you find your satisfaction?
You know why I found the satisfaction, really? Because I feel like I belong in this.
Whoa, this is beautiful, man.
I feel like
you belong in the world of comedy.
I've done a lot of things.
So you're very confident.
Yeah, I don't know
about that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know you belong there.
Yeah.
So is it because somebody important told you that? Mm-hmm. Is it because you have a vision?
It's a combination of all of that. Yeah. It's because I experienced a lot of things. Like, you know, when you just been around a lot of things, I tried a lot of stuff, and then you just like oh, when you're in one place, you're just like, yeah, this is it. This is what my whole life was made for. Everything.
Because you feel important.
Yeah.
You feel somebody.
I feel.
You're not a cook, huh?
You're a comedian. I'm a comedian. Exactly. Things really changed once I did a comedian.
Yeah.
Like I used to be like, I'm a cook. I used to feel. I was feeling real proud too.
I saw that.
I had the jacket. I had everything.
That's
you know?
Your name.
Yeah, the chef. I was feeling really good. But then the minute I started taking the mic and embraced being a comedian, I was like, nah, I'm a comedian. Like this is me, man.
Take it.
I'm a comedian. You know? This is me, man. Like I can't.
Yeah, you are the Chris Rock of Montreal. Man.
I feel like you have
the attitude. Do you love Chris Rock?
Yeah, I like Chris
because
Rock.
You talk like Chris Rock, you act like Chris Rock. Not like you copy.
Uh-huh.
But the way the
it's swagger.
It's
calm. Yeah.
You know, you're relaxed.
Yeah.
You're in control.
Actually,
but you at the same time you're a little bit like soft.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not soft, but like more. Too much comfortable.
Too much comfortable. Too relaxed. Too relaxed on the stage.
You're too relaxed. You know, and this is the beauty of who you are.
Okay.
This is you, by the way.
Yeah.
The Chris Rock is more direct, tac.
Yeah.
You're more like, you know the song, I wanna smoke in the
Oh, yeah.
Song,
ride with me. Oh, are you saying, come on, everybody, take a ride with me.
This is Usher, right?
That's Nelly.
Nelly.
Yeah.
In the same time, right. A guy is made a big hit. I'm going to smoke in the high. That's good.
You talking about
the song about weed? Like
you talking about Afro Man? You talking about
yeah?
I'm getting high, and then I get high. I was in a
It's you, man. You should go on stage with this song all the time, man, because it's you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true, man.
It's
that's
you,
true.
Man. You know what I mean?
I should have done that at the sesh, man. I hosted the studio sesh last week. Shout out to Reese Turner. How many times we got to shout out to Reese Turner?
Anytime you need it.
You know? Yo, shout out to Reese Turner again too.
Boom.
Yesterday he came to Small Spike, did 3 minutes. It was great.
So you know what I mean? It's you, man.
Yeah.
The vibe you are.
The Afro.
No,
man,
no problem.
Relax.
Look how you look at me like that. One eye is on the side.
Well, I'm pretty high right now.
Oh, you're high?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm always high, man.
Okay, but now I didn't know. It's why because you're always high.
I'm always high, man.
Yeah.
Always
so, high. So listen.
Always high.
What a great guess I got.
Yeah.
I saw that, you know. So you function in life all the time with that?
Yeah.
You wake up and smoke?
Yeah, I wake up and smoke. It's not...
Is it fun?
It's fun.
Because the fun part is when you take a break and you re-smoke and oh, now you're high.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
If you smoke every day, I think it's boring, no?
No, not for me, really.
No?
Because I'm starting to really, I see the different strains and shit like that. Like some people, they'll tell me that too. They'll be like, I get tired of smoking weed. I'm like, did you try a different strain? Do you know how many weed different strains? It's like food nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now the edibles. And now I'm a chef.
You use an edible?
Yeah. And now I'm a chef, so I can cook my own edibles.
Whoa.
Like so it's crazy now. It's like I'm actually, the weed community is like, I'm really getting into it. So like, I can't just stop.
So why you don't start a weed room?
I'm really thinking.
Because it's legal now.
Yeah.
It's no challenge anymore, you know?
It would be fun. It's a challenge.
No, what I mean is because I live in Toronto 2 years, and before the weed was legal, they have weed room.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it was like, whoa, it's a challenge, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's legal, you know, you can find a room, you know? And with your song,
right?
You know,
maybe we can work it out
because it's you, man.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, the first weed room in Montreal, it never exists.
There is weed. There weed
where?
Shows.
Where? Show me where.
I'll show you.
White secret.
I just mentioned it. Reese
have a weed room.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can have your own too, man.
Yeah, man. Maybe you should try.
I would smoke weed before.
Yeah.
To go on your show. Okay.
Because I never smoked weed before a show.
Yeah, okay.
I was paranoid, man.
Oh, man. There's a couple of weed shows that be happening in Montreal. They're just shush shush. But there are a couple of shows.
It's legal, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe they need a permit?
Yeah, like some
instance. Okay, maybe we can smoke outside. And everybody get high inside.
some places you can smoke inside.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that.
Arloff, you can smoke inside Arloff.
So do you need to smoke every day? Mm-hmm. Or it's a choice by passion?
It's a choice. I mean, do I need to smoke?
Shout out to
I like weed. I love weed.
And it's the best way to be high every day. It's legal because you smoked when it was not legal.
Yeah, I was smoking for a long time.
But do you feel the difference?
I thought that's the shit that got me in trouble. I was selling that shit for a long time.
Exactly. Do you know the feel the difference now?
Yeah.
Nobody care now. You're high.
No. But the weed got stronger. Yeah. Too. Yeah. You got way stronger. From when I used to sell this shit since 2000 to 2019 now?
Yeah.
This shit got
I made a video stronger. I went to the CB, the SQ.
Yeah.
And I bought weed and I smoked weed. I made a video on YouTube about that.
I saw that. You smoked with your girlfriend.
Yeah. And
I
we eat Cheetos after.
Yeah, I saw that. Man. I was watching a couple of videos. I saw your videos in LA when you were in LA.
Yeah, I realized my dream body. What is your dream?
My dream right now is to be a regular at the Comedy Store.
This is the dream, man.
Yeah. You know when comedy really took me?
Pay regular.
$15. Yeah, but still, I don't care.
Because your name is on the wall.
Yeah, your name is on the wall. You're next to the legends.
Mitchell.
Yeah, and then NBC and all these guys walk in the Comedy Store all the time to look for people to put on their shows. So I'm just okay with it. I'll get the 25.
And you're an American citizen.
Nah, I'm a Canadian citizen.
But you could. Okay, so if you have to go back to the state,
yeah,
you need a visa or a green card.
I'll have to do the thing all over again because I think. Yeah, I had immigrant status, permanent resident when I was in the States because my mom and my dad, they brought me and my brother when we were young, and then we were permanent residents. But because we're permanent residents, you can't do a felony. And
you did?
Yeah, I did a felony. Because you did a felony, they'll kick you back to the country you're born in. I was born here.
You're lucky, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Best country in the world?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying to somebody.
Yeah,
it's the best country in the world.
Oh yeah, Montreal, best city
in the world. Yeah, exactly.
And let's go in Canada. You know, I went everywhere, and Montreal's amazing.
Yeah.
So you said you have big dream. That's to be to the Comedy Store, but do you have not realistic goal, but because this is a long process.
This is
10 years.
Yeah.
I said 10 years. You know what I mean? It's not now. But what is your motivation every day when you wake up to push yourself in comedy?
My motivation is
you write every day?
Yeah, like
go on stage every day. Do you know what I mean? Do you think about maybe rent a theater, sell ticket for maybe your first 30 minutes? And bring some friends. You know what I mean?
What's the goal right now? Yeah, like what's a little towards goal?
Yeah. What is your motivation?
Right now.
Because we need motivation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we are. Why do you think you're a comedian? Because you're lazy, man.
Nah.
We are lazy. It's true.
Okay.
So to push ourselves, we need some check mark on the calendar.
Okay.
Like okay, I need this.
Yeah. Okay. So my next check marks for me, as of right now, is touring.
Oh.
And getting that Sioux Fest show.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So touring in Canada, touring in like Toronto.
Yeah. Touring like I'm gonna do more shows in Ottawa, Calgary. Like I want to hit the nation this coming months. Boost my podcast up because you know the more I feel like even though it's complete game now with the comedian is the stage time is good
But even this stage time too. I feel like after I started my podcast and I went back on stage, I felt like I had like more when I was doing my jokes. It's like I was talking way more now, and that was because I was doing this podcast, like talking with the other comedians, like just like this. And then I'm like, I don't know if it's with you too. I don't know, after you started No BS with SP, you probably noticed a change with your comedy when you...
When I go home after, I'm dizzy, you know?
Yeah.
Because I talk 3 hours non-stop in English. Mm-hmm. So, and you know what I mean? And it's not like a small talk, look.
Okay, yeah.
Me, my job is to show to the people who you are.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? So I have to find some question and find interesting the people who you are, because it's not easy to talk about ourselves, you know what I mean? Sometimes you're shy, sometimes you have a bad thing in the past, you know? So it's not very easy, but it's real talk, you know what I mean?
Talk, yeah.
And you're right. Everybody say, why you start a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
The 1,000 podcasts. I say, yes, but no podcast about comedian in Montreal.
Right.
No podcast about who we are. Mm-hmm. People think it's just for laugh, you know? It's not just for laugh.
No, it's not.
Just for laugh is important, like Montreal, Canadian, the Expo, you know? But it's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
After that, people think it's an empty city. No, we exist.
We exist.
And we have great comic, we have great story.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
it's more than JFL, people.
And it's
Montreal and comedy.
And how many times people can see you? Never.
Yeah. They can see me.
No, but an open mic rarely, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So this is on YouTube forever.
Yeah, true. Okay.
And now we can see the other nature of who you are.
All right.
Because now you're more you.
Right.
You're not a personage, or you're not in a mud of stress because you're going to do a show, you're going to host. You know, I tried to talk to you before you host. Impossible. Yeah. You're too much in your head and to focus.
It's a
big night. It's 2 hours nonstop.
Yeah.
20 comic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't talk to you. So, but now look at that. You're relaxed. Finish your coffee.
Right.
You're high.
I had the massage here yesterday.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So now we know. I know more who you are first.
Right.
Together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is fun.
Right.
And this is fun because we live in another world. Like, it was impossible to do that like just 5 years ago.
That's true.
In the good condition.
That's true.
Great quality. You trust me. When you're going to see this interview, you're going to say, wow, man, I'm beautiful. Say, yes, Bobby, you are. Because I work so hard to find a way. Because if we put a mic, I have a mic here, and you have a mic here.
Yeah.
You will always remember you are in the podcast.
Right.
Okay, now it's 41 minutes. You forgot it.
Okay.
You forgot it. You know I have a camera there and a mic.
Yeah, true.
But you don't ask yourself all the time, oh, I'm in a podcast. So because we are like in the real life.
Right.
We are in the real life. Yeah, but you know, with the adrenaline of filming.
Yeah, true.
You are more open.
Yeah.
Because we watch ourselves eyes to eyes for the last 40 minutes.
Okay.
I see you're more comfortable, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not easy to talk about ourselves on the camera and put that on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But because this is the way I try to find to, this is my stuff.
Okay.
It's my own way of my podcast.
Yeah, I feel you.
No bullshit.
No
real talk.
Yeah.
And no need to, oh yeah, I'm doing a podcast. Oh yeah, I have to think about what I'm going to say. Fuck off, man.
Right.
You say what you want to say now.
Right.
Together.
Okay.
And so people can know who you are for real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I
think it's fun. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
You know what I mean? Because you know when you host podcasts with a mic.
Yeah, I got it with the mic.
Sometimes you can find something you want to let's talk the person they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in a studio.
Right.
I'm in front of a camera, you know, but not here.
Yeah.
Here's the coffee table talking.
Right.
Two guys who hustle.
Right.
About what we know. Huh?
We know, yeah. That's the only thing I know.
We
nobody can tell us nothing about anything. They can tell me something about cooking or if I'm in a job. That's why right now I'm very humble when I do a 9-to-5 now.
Because I go in there, I got little kids trying to tell me what to do.
Okay.
You know, or I might have somebody that's less intelligent on top of me, giving me orders. And I'm looking at this stuff like, you know, I'm like, you know, this is not my field. You know, this is not
yeah, because you have comedy. Yeah, there.
I'm like, you know, this ain't my field because you know what, in comedy, but in comedy, nobody cares of nothing.
That
so
thing,
I'm so,
nothing.
So I was like, I guess, you know, I'm just gonna be chill in my job. And just,
nobody can tell you nothing, no matter who they think they are or they know.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? You're gonna respect somebody who do the same thing, you know, but nobody will say you should do that. Nobody do that.
No.
Sometimes I say, hey, I have an idea of your joke, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But I will not say it's because we do the same art form.
Right.
But it's not the same art form.
Right, exactly.
You know what
I mean? Exactly.
But so Zoo Fest is a great goal for you.
Yeah, Zoo Fest. I wanna get a show at Zoo Fest. Actually, it's not even Zoo Fest, I'm thinking low, but I'm actually aiming on. I want a JFL show maybe.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like yeah.
Because Zoo Fest give opportunity like guys like you, like with a different concept, you know, because Just for Laughs in general, it's like TV show or outdoor show, but it's not like more who you are.
Yeah,
Zoo Fest is more they take a risk, like you with the weed comedy night with Vance.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
They
will love that.
Yeah, might do that
because next summer a weed comedy night with you hosting, man. It's a hit, and you should start now to send the your
is it now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Send now your program to the guy. I know the guy, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you need the information.
I do need the information
because it could be a great motivation for you, man.
Yeah.
You know that next summer,
you're
gonna have your own show at Just for Laughs Zoo Fest.
Yeah, I know. I want it because I caught a taste when I was in the food show.
Okay.
Then my friends, they're so fast. Shout out to Jason Sellen, Harrison Weinrad, Orange Shapiro, Gabriel Massey, Sarag Malanian, Wasim El Munsa, and so these guys, they had the food show, and then in the food show, they show a video where I was in the video. It's like a video that I did with Gabriel Massey, and we shot it at McLean's and stuff like that. And then I was in this video, and he put it on Instagram and YouTube before the food show. But because he wasn't there, they played this video at the Zoo Fest show. And then, you know, the audience liked it. I'm like, oh, snap, I was in the Zoo Fest show.
Yeah.
And then I was like, that was my taste. I was like, oh, man, I gotta get a Zoo Fest show. Like, no, last year was very big motivation because just when I saw most of my people's like Walter, Chris, like all of these guys is having Zoo Fest shows and I'm like, oh, okay, I have to have one.
You're not too far.
Like,
it's a good sign.
I felt like I should be on this show. Last year I felt like I should have at least been on one of those shows. I wasn't, so I was like, you know what, next year I'll use this
thing for motivation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It was that. And you know what else too? JFL was a big motivation. That's when I knew I was gonna die a comedian.
Okay, yeah.
My first JFL as a comedian, because this was like I first went to JFL, 2 years ago?
Okay.
Or three, 2 years ago as a comedian.
What do you mean?
As a, like, because I'm a performer now, so I know some comedians. It's a different thing now. I know about the Hyatt. I didn't know about the Hyatt before. You know what I mean? It's a different thing.
For people who don't know what's the YF, it's the place where everybody go every night after all the show at Just for Laughs. They drink. They celebrate.
Yeah.
And so you meet the superstar, you know, you can chill there.
Yeah. Wait,
did you do that this summer?
I mean, yeah, I did it this summer.
I was there, man.
Yeah.
I meet everybody. I have so great. I was so happy, man.
Right.
And you know, it's fun and it's sad at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
First, I'm pumped.
Woo! Right.
After that, I say, I'm not there.
Yeah.
You know, I say, why I'm here? I start to.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
It is. It's happy. It's sad. You know, it's so happy, but it's so sad. When that's sad, you're just like, why?
Like that's what motivated. Like last year, actually the first one was a happy, less sad thing. Last year was more sad than happy moments. It was more sad. Like I just one time I didn't even go to the party. I was like they was talking about going to the Netflix party. I'm like, whatever, man. Listen, I'm gonna go to the comedy show up the street, go work on my stuff.
Yeah.
Because but the first AFL I went though, it was amazing. I felt that experience because it was that's when it bit me. I was on the Kill Tony podcast, and then that's something actually very special happened for me that day too. I'll get back on it, but I'll probably tell you later. But when that JFL happened, I was experiencing all this stuff as a comedian. Like, I went to the Best of the Fest show, too. I got one of my friends got us into one of the shows for free. And I got to see a veteran. I got to meet Colin Quinn. You know, I was just... And I got to meet the booker of the Comedy Store.
No way.
Yeah.
Adam Egan.
I met this guy.
Shout out
to Adam Egan, yo. Yeah. I met him.
Did you play that? You never played at the store.
No, okay. But I could if I wanted to.
I play at the store.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cool. Dream come true, Bobby. Oh,
shit, man. I know. You have a lot of people, a couple people that I know played at the store. I didn't know you played at the store.
Yeah. And I play at the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really? I play at the... I headline at the Punchline Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
I headline at the Cobb San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, when you was out there, of course.
I came back 6 months. I stayed there 6 months.
Man,
yes.
Ah, shit.
It's a dream. It's a dream. I go there every year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Every 6 months. Because the visa is 6 months.
Yeah.
It's not 1 year because... If you stay more than 6 months, you lost your health care.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to come back in the country.
Oh, you lose this health care.
Yeah. Okay. You don't want to lose the health care of Canada. No. And everything, you know. So it's not a real... When you made a visa, they asked for a visa.
Okay.
They said it's 3 years.
Okay.
But it's 6 months.
Oh, okay.
If you don't want to lose, like I said, you know.
Okay.
So, but the you don't need a visa. If you just want to do the store.
Go
vacation, you do an open mic and it's done. You know?
Okay.
But if you want to live there,
you need
a visa to bring some paper and proof. And after that, you need a green card. But the problem with the green card is it's we don't live in a good era.
After that 9/11.
No, after Trump.
Yeah. Oh,
more Trump than 9/11.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's more complicated. Yeah. Trust me.
Oh.
And anyway, the wall of comedy it saturates everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like if you are you're a dancer or if you're a singer.
Yeah.
Good luck everywhere.
Yeah.
But because of the social media, you don't need to move somewhere else.
That's true.
You can do your own thing here.
That's true.
And get discovered if you know. But that's at true. The same time, you know what I mean? I prefer to play 10 times a week.
Okay.
Than one time a week in at the store in LA. Because everybody bump you or you have to restart at 0-0.
Yeah.
You have to make connection, contact, you know.
Yeah.
And you need a car in LA.
Yeah.
You can't walk.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I hear that.
So it's the problem is everywhere.
Mm.
So you should build the star here.
Yeah, exactly.
Go there, you know, and make friends, you know, and someday maybe, because it depends the reason why you want to move to LA. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you want to be an actor, you know? Because if not, why you want to go there? You know?
Right. That's true. I just want to be a comedian, and sure. I don't want to be like a regular there forever. I just probably maybe not even be a regular, but I would just perform there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know?
Because you're right. I could do a comedy everywhere, and plus another motivation for me too is probably Edinburgh. Like I'm gonna do that too.
Edinburgh festival.
Yeah, that's another festival. These guys just came back from that Wasson. Watson, Jason, Gabriel Massey, these guys, they just came back from that festival. It's a comic festival. I think it's 3 weeks.
Where it is?
It's in Scotland.
Scotland?
Yeah.
Whoa.
3 weeks, man. Comedy everywhere. And these guys are doing...
Do you have your passport?
Nah, not yet. I'm doing it. I'm doing it right
you
now.
You can have a passport.
Yeah, I can have a passport.
But you can go back to the state because the border, your name is there.
Yeah. Other than that, I can go all over the world. Go to Cuba, Dominica. I can go to places. I can travel, you know?
Yeah, I know.
It don't matter. It don't matter if I can't go to the USA. But yeah, man, I want to try to go to Edinburgh. Edinburgh looks really fun. I want to do that.
But the realistic and the fun, it's ZooFest for you, man.
Yeah, because ZooFest and to be to headline these shows now.
You think you're ready for headliner?
Yeah, I want to headline these shows now.
But so do you play often on the Nest?
Well, and I want to, that's the thing. I want to get on the Nest more often now.
Are you there often?
I'm there for the Tuesday, Wednesdays, but I want to be on the
weekend. You don't middle at the weekend? Yeah. Do you have spot the weekend?
I want that now.
Okay, so this is another go. Try Absolute Comedy or the Yuck Yuck Ottawa, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying that. I tried the Absolute Ottawa. Shout out to Abba and
you
Preach.
Did?
Yeah, shout out to Abba and Preach. They brought me out there. To Absolute Ottawa one time.
Oh, you did the Monday night?
Yeah, I did one Monday night.
You care, man?
It was okay. It was Canada Day.
It was Canada Day.
It was Canada Day, and it was, I wasn't killing. I was just starting. I didn't kill, but it was a good set. It was a good time. I learned.
Are you difficult with yourself?
Am I hard on myself?
Yeah. About comedy. Do you know when you kill, you kill?
Yeah, I know when I kill, I know when I bomb. Because, there's actually a standard. There's a standard. I noticed that if you don't make people laugh, you got to make people laugh within the first minute of your jokes, within your talk, I feel. Yeah. If you don't talk, if you make people laugh for longer than 8 minutes, within 1 minute of your set, that's good. So every minute you have to have 8 seconds of laughter.
Okay. So do you, because sometimes we kill, but we are not happy with our set.
Yeah.
You know, because, yes, they laugh.
Right.
But I fell off, you know, or I did not have the momentum.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Like,
so you watch yourself sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes I do that, but then I just notice it's just like, I'm not too hard, but I just notice when I have to correct myself. I know that. Because, I record myself and listen to myself.
All the time?
Yeah.
All with your phone?
Yeah.
You don't film?
Mm-hmm.
It's audio?
Yeah. Sometimes I film, but, like, most of the time it's audio. I listen to myself. Sometimes I hear myself say, you know what I'm saying? A lot. And I'm like, why the fuck am I saying that too much? I'll be like blah blah blah, and you know, I'm like, I gotta stop it.
In my podcast, I always said, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because me, I'm French, so I want to be sure you understand what I said. You know, but I always said the same thing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Then you look at yourself. You're like, why am I saying that? Yeah, too much? That's all you hear.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm saying, and you know,
you know, man.
I'll be like, wait, how many times did I say that? Even on stage and audio, it's good video too. That's why video, I'm glad you say that. I'm so blah blah on stage because I used to watch myself too on video. I used to see that sometimes I would just stay still because I'm scared. I notice how nervous. I was like, why am I looking so nervous up there?
Is it because you just start to smoke weed? Or it's because the eye is down?
It'd be a mixture of both. Sometimes I'd be sometimes like I forget that I'm about to perform. I can't be in the head of zoning like, I'm feeling the weed and everything. Like, yo, what's up? Or sometimes that works though, like when I'm in a weed room. So because I'm with the audience.
Exactly. They're all high.
So, like, I did that last week. I was hosting the weed show that Reese does, the studio session. I'm going to give you the information about that. Because now that you're smoking, you got to go.
I have a number about the weed.
Yeah. You have to know about the show. You have to talk to Reese. Yeah, you have to
Shout out to Reese. We'll talk.
We talk more about Reese than you, Baldy.
I know, right? Reese is the next guest on WBS.
Anytime, Baldy.
All right, but yeah, I mean, sometimes I be thinking I'm too much in the zone, and I see that sometimes.
Yeah.
So now I do make a point in my head that even when I'm high, I'm like, yo, when that mic is in your hand, you can't be zoned out. You gotta,
So let's talk about that, okay? So, example, okay, you're gonna host at the early your smallest
open mic, world's smallest open mic. I host a show with Walter Lang, world's smallest open mic at Hurley's Irish Pub.
So you
8 p.m.
You smoke before? like 5 minutes before?
Probably 5 minutes before. I don't know, man.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I'm smoking all day. I'm smoking all day.
Yeah, but
unless I'm at work.
Yeah, but if you go on stage, you're gonna re-smoke or you will not?
I will probably, if I'm going on stage, because it depends. I might smoke five.
Yeah, because you're a pro of like weed,
man. Yeah.
So the buzz is not the same than my buzz.
Yeah, exactly.
It's for you, it's like smoking cigarette now.
Yeah.
But if you're down and you're gonna host, you're gonna re-smoke to be high. No.
Yeah.
So my point is, after you host the early, you know, you always go to make events. You re-smoke there, because if not, you're tired. No.
Yeah, kind of sometimes.
So it's not. It's not a bad habit.
No,
with comedy to always smoke.
Is it a bad habit?
Last time you did a show and you did not smoke? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think I did this show.
Because now it could be tough for you, huh? To not smoking before.
No, no. Actually, when I don't smoke before a show, I'm aware. More and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. More stress too.
I'm not more stressed.
No. Okay.
Because I'm very confident. I'm very confident.
You're confident.
In this right now, yeah.
No. In comedy, you're confident.
In comedy, yeah. I can't. You know what made me really confident right now? I went to Toronto and I did the Nubian show, and the Nubian show is like a well respected show in Toronto, and then one of the longest running shows, Toronto Yuck Yucks.
The Tuesday?
Yeah, no, Sunday. Sunday night.
Sunday, yeah, with
Kenny Robinson.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I was shout out to Kenny Robinson. So, yeah, I was on the show like 3 weeks ago.
Whoa!
Yeah. So, and I did really good. Really, really good. And then, yeah, after
that.
Did
you smoke before?
Yeah, and I smoked before. Man, I rolled up in the Tim Hortons across the street. I smoked a fatty outside. I smoked with a couple of comedians before we were outside. Yeah.
Oh, it's fun, huh?
Yeah.
It's unique. It's New York.
Yeah.
Because when you're inside the Yuck Yuck, if you go behind, you open the door and it's the shitty street.
Yeah, that's right.
New York with graffiti, you know?
Yeah, shitty
smell
alley.
Like a garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, I love it. Yeah. Do you love it?
Yeah, I love that. Matter of fact, when I saw that, I was like, yeah, this is the shit.
Exactly. And you know?
I came out to that because I came to the back there. I was like, where's everybody at? The comedians right there. They didn't. And the green room too.
That's
was pretty
cool. Shitty green room. It's far. It's not.
Yeah, far. I'm like,
it's small.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is
it? You have a television, but you can't watch anything, and you have some vapor outside. You know, like New York style.
Yeah,
like, on the street.
Coming from the great.
Oh man.
So I was.
So you did that. This is a check mark.
That's when I met. After I did that show, I was like, and then I tell people that I did that show. I'm like, they were like, it's like, what? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of like a credit, like check mark.
Oh,
something.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
yeah.
I came back to Montreal. I'm like, okay. Yeah. I'm like, now, like before, I didn't feel like I was gonna wait to ask, not ask, but to go for showcasing at the Nest.
Yeah.
To do weekend spots. Yeah. Or I want you, but I'm like, nah. Now I have to.
Yeah.
I just left there my.
Yeah,
killed it.
Yeah,
I like.
What did he say something? The opposite?
Yeah, he said you did a good job. Whenever you come back into town, let me know.
Whoa,
that's what I'm saying. I'm like, nah, I got
the rewards start to pay.
Yeah.
The job, you know.
That's why when I was coming, I was like, come back. I'm like, you know what? Now, what? I want to close Blue Dog. I was thinking, I want to close Blue Dog now. I want to spots at the Nest.
Yeah.
I wanna,
you exactly. Know, exactly.
Yeah. I was like,
because nobody will do it for you anyway.
Yeah.
You're the only motivation for yourself. You know your value, something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like yeah. I just know the value. I just did one of the biggest shows in Nationwide, and
yes,
it's not like I did a prune. I did a, it was like a boom, boom, boom. Yes, it was not like exactly. He did okay.
It's
he
like the snake and the you know the game.
Yeah,
you know the snake and the
snake and ladders.
Yes.
Yeah.
You did not did.
No.
You did.
Yeah. Went right
and
up.
And you realize there.
Yeah.
After the show or during the set?
During the set, yeah, I realized I was like,
wow, they left so hard.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Like this whole thing is like,
ta-da. And it's a beautiful club, man.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful club.
Too many lights,
I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, not even the audience, the comedians. That's when it just hit me like, I'm killing
so you did song. You did two things at the same time.
Yeah.
You did the Yuck Yuck Toronto.
Yeah.
It's an institution.
Right.
Okay. And you did and you kill at the right time.
Yeah.
In front of the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the guys say come back anytime.
Yeah.
And now you came back here pumped, huh?
Yo, I left Toronto pumped. Because at the same time I went to
the Comedy Corner?
Comedy, I did that Monday.
Okay.
I did that on, I went to Vapor Central.
Okay.
And it was hosted by Hisham. And, you know, at first, I went and did good the weed room. It was Mike Rita's weed room, too. And I'm like, wow, this is Mike Rita's weed room. Like, I think he's one of the best in the nation. And then I'm like, wow, man, this is his place. And I'm full circle because I remember when I saw him in Art Loft and he did a dab. Now I'm here in his home. He's not here right now, but I'm about to do a dab on the stage. Like a dab is it's like a marijuana concentrated though.
Okay.
Concentrated.
Okay.
You take one. Ooh, yo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's. You're not ready for that.
No, no, no.
No, I'm not ready for that. I've been smoking for so long. I'm not ready for that.
So you did it?
Yes.
What's happened?
I did that. I coughed for about what?
On
10
stage?
Minutes, because he gave it to me. He gave it to me good when I was on my last joke, which was great.
Okay.
And then I did my last joke, but my last joke was like, and then I don't have to say like, I was coughing so much. Yeah, dab is crazy. Dab is like a shisha, but it's concentrated marijuana. If you take, you can pull it, you have to pull it slow. If you pull it like that, it hits you.
Wow.
You feel it in your
soul. Do you remember your last joke?
Yeah, the last joke was that I said when I'm I said my favorite part about being black. My favorite part about being black is when.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Wow, man,
it was crazy.
So what do you see? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? In the world of comedy?
In the world of comedy, I feel like I'm going to be like Andrew Albert.
Okay.
Yeah, just in my car, just driving to spot, to spot, to spot. Hoping, you know, just seeing where comedy takes me. Like, I see myself on the road. That's like serious road. Like, I see me, I'm going to test it out this year. But like in 5 years, that's when my job. I'm not even cooking.
Okay, you full time coming in. Did you see the Chappelle last special?
I'm in my car. Yeah, Sticks and Stones.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I really loved it. I loved it. It was great. I loved it.
Is it something you dream about? That like I have a special on Netflix?
Yeah, yeah. But I'm. That's not my aim. Like I don't want special on Netflix. Like,
yeah.
We can do it. Just like you said, we can make our own. I feel like we can make our own special. Sometimes I'm thinking about
if this I want to make it. Yeah,
like I feel like if fuckers Netflix deal whatever. We got YouTube and everything. I feel like just make a phone.
Yeah.
Get something like that.
Yeah.
Set it up at in my own special. I looked at one of my headline sets, my first headline set at Art Loft. I did this like almost 2 years ago. It was like, not this, last year. This year's set was, I didn't see that one. I need to see that one, actually. But the first one, I looked at it, I was like, yo, that's a special. I looked at the way how they filmed it, because at the Art Loft, they got a nice camera too.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, I looked at my headline set, it was like a good 20, 30 minutes. I'm looking at it like, I seen, it wasn't the best comedy thing, but it was better than a lot of Netflix.
The potential is there.
I looked at it, I was like, it's better than a lot of Netflix specials out now.
Yeah.
And that was 2 years, last year, and I got way better.
Exactly.
I got way better.
Yeah, right, if you're not, just change your job, you know, because you're supposed to be better every time, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Better every time. That's what I feel too. I feel like you got to progress, and I like to see other comedians. That's why I feel like I belong in this.
Yes.
It's not even about me.
And I think you belong in.
Yeah, it's
you
not even about it. It's not even about me being on stage no more.
Yeah.
That I realized this when I realized, like, when I'm doing a podcast, I have the show, and then I felt like I was more in the community now.
Yeah.
Like, it just hit me 2 weeks ago. I'm looking on Facebook how deep I'm in the community. Sometimes I'm thinking like, I'm not in the community like that. But then I look at the Facebook, there's a couple of people, when they make a topic or it says conversation starter. Like, I got a conversation starter badge because I noticed my mics. And,
when I post. Yeah, everybody wants to do your room.
Yeah.
This is a way to know people like you, you know?
But I feel like ever since then, it's not even about just me. I feel like I'm not here with me. Sometimes I'm
respectable. You feel the respect by your peer.
Yeah, but I feel like
you feel that.
Yeah, but because I love these guys. I actually honestly feel like the rest of the comedians are like brothers and sisters.
You know, the real one.
Yeah, and
Amarez, you know, Ben Cardrilli,
Yeah, like,
there's a lot of good comic work are like you, man.
Right, and then I seen a bunch of comics grow, and I helped them out.
Exactly,
they helped me out.
Yeah,
you know, we share good times, we share bad times.
We don't have time to piss on each other, you know.
No, we share
stuff on each other.
Yeah, we share tips with each other.
It's already tough, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, this is why you do that. You know what I mean? It's okay. Is it possible to have our own clique and to get protect of the rest of the people who don't understand what is comedy, but they have an opinion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody have an opinion about comedy, you know?
Yeah.
Until they go on stage and you never saw them again. You know what I mean? How many times you saw that? How many times you saw a comedian pretend are good, ask you for a spot, and you never saw him again? Huh?
How many times have I seen it rain?
Yeah. Hey, last question, buddy. What do you think about the expo?
The expos, are they coming back?
Are you coming? Do you think they're coming back?
They should come back, but no. You know what? Montreal needs to let this go. You know what? They need to think to the future. Okay.
So what should
here's
be
the future? Basketball people. You know why?
Because Toronto win.
Listen, did you see the effect when Toronto won?
It was opportunist.
No, but here's the deal.
I was there. Yeah. How many t-shirts you took?
That's what I'm saying. You know how many Toronto people? So you know when Toronto was in the playoffs in the basketball, and all of a sudden Montreal had their eyes basketball.
But it's opportunist.
I think
people
Montreal
never watch the game and they
they
take the you know what I mean.
Okay. So do you think that there's still more?
I don't think
there are more baseball fans in Montreal than basketball fans right now. I think Montreal can make more money with basketball than baseball right now.
Yeah, but the problem is I talk about the expo.
Yeah.
Because they have a plan.
Yeah.
They don't have a basketball plan now.
That's what I'm saying.
They have a plan to build a stadium somewhere in Griffintown.
Yeah.
They have a solid people who are serious to bring back the expo. But because you don't know the politic about that.
Yeah.
I just want to know your emotion. Because you're 38, 37?
Yeah, 38.
So you saw the expo.
I know the expos.
At the Olympic Stadium.
I used to be proud of the expos while I was in the new. These two teams is the reason I love, I mean, I would say in Montreal.
This is
in
us.
New York, yeah.
This is us, yeah.
They'd be like, where you from? I mean, New York, I mean, from Montreal. Montreal Expos, Canadians, man. Montreal Canadians, man. 26 World Cups.
Okay, let's go. Cause yeah, so let. I, it's funny you say you give me a flash. So, if the Expo are back, you gonna go see the Expo?
Yeah, I'm, of course. Yeah, I'll see it. Okay. I support them. I'm glad that they're back.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I gotta go buy me an Expos hat. I need to.
Do you think the Montreal Canadiens gonna make the playoff in 2019-20?
They better.
They're better, right?
They better.
Man, thank you so much to take the time to come here.
Go Habs, go.
Wait 40 minutes in the couch sleeping because Preach was late.
Oh, shoot.
You keep smiling. You're a good guy.
Yeah, man. Thanks, man. You're
you,
the right
listen,
man.
You make mistake in life. You realize your mistake. And right. you bounce back, like you said.
That's right.
And now look who you are.
Right.
You know, still never give up.
Never give up.
Focus on your goal.
Johnson.
I wish you the best. I wish next year
we
do another podcast together. You explain me how ZooFest was amazing.
Okay, buddy. Okay?
Thank you so much, buddy.
All right.
Let's go and see at the Grand Prix bombing.
Let's go.
Let's go bombing, buddy.
Oh, yeah.